Hey guys, it's Alexa, and I wanted to read something to you as we're smack dab in the middle of this holiday season. I found myself having less enthusiasm for it. Over the years, I used to be so crazy for fall and for every holiday, and now I'm noticing it's sort of passive. It's nice, I like it, but I don't have all of that excitement that I used to have. So I came across a wonderful letter for the holidays written by a therapist named Lisa Oliveira. And she has a wonderful Instagram account with tons and tons of really helpful, I guess you call them letters, pieces of writing that are really reflective and wonderful to kind of process and take in. I really recommend visiting her. On Instagram, her handle is Lisa Oliveira Therapy. It's LisaOliveira Therapy, all one word. And it's a gold mine for anyone who wants to do some inner work. I suggest her totally. And now, without further ado, a letter for the holidays by Lisa Oliveira. A letter for the holidays, because you're allowed to be fully human during this season, too. This time of year brings up a lot for so many of us. We might feel surrounded by cheerful messages insisting that we feel grateful, while we silently feel alone. We might scroll through posts of perfect-looking families while we wonder why ours isn't that way. We might hear about the extravagant or romantic or sweet plans made by others while we question our decision to stay home. We might feel like we're supposed to feel differently. The truth is that not everyone's experience matches the expectations placed upon us during this season. Not everyone looks forward to the celebrations. Not everyone has a supportive family to go home to. Not everyone can tap into their gratitude while desperately trying to stay afloat amidst their grief. Not everyone can put on a happy face while wanting nothing but to be fully seen in all their feelings. If you're questioning whether or not something is wrong with you for having a hard time this season, you are not alone. If you're missing someone extra, you're not alone. If you are ambivalent about what these holidays mean, you are not alone. If you are sad amidst the joy, you are not alone. If you are sifting through the weight of expectations, you are not alone. If you're wondering if this year will feel better, you are not alone. If you are remembering things you don't want to remember, you are not alone. If you are holding back your tears for the comfort of others, you are not alone. If you're feeling heavy, you are not alone. As you sit with whatever you're feeling, I invite you to honor all of it, to let it all be, to know it's all okay, to remember you're still good, to offer yourself compassion, to tend to your younger parts, to ask yourself what you need, to notice your sensations, to witness yourself, to let needing support or help be okay, to not do it all alone. While the season shifts, the night sky darkens, and the nearing of December invites us to go inward more and more, I want to remind you that you are so deeply deserving of knowing your goodness. Your feelings are valid. Your responses make sense. Your inner spark doesn't go away just because it's hard to find sometimes. Your enoughness doesn't disappear just because it isn't always celebrated by others. Your aliveness is still there, underneath it all, patiently waiting to resurface. And it will. If it feels good, here's an invitation. Carve out some time each day to connect with the parts of you that aren't hurting. Allow yourself to anchor in the parts of you that can feel gratitude. Remember yourself that you are okay, even amongst the chaos. It too will pass. And in the meantime, you can always come back to your breath, your support system, and your inner healer that keeps going and growing in spite of it all. Take good care.